Hello, and we are back. Welcome to Sweet Insights with Allie and Amy. And today we are going to talk about the life recipe, mixing career, family, and personal growth. We are going to have a conversation about the ultimate life recipe. Be ready for a delicious conversation on balancing career, family, and personal growth. And I guess the real question is balance something that's actually achievable. So, Amy, hello. I'm so excited to see you.
Hey, me too. Excited to see you. I feel like it's been a while.
Know. You know what? This
Oh.
morning, I was thinking all about how my dogs were having a beautiful nap. And lo and behold, and now they are scratching at the door. Because they heard the podcast intro and they're like, we want to go outside and be disruptive of this podcast like we normally do.
Of course, it's that time of morning.
It is. I'm excited today that we're doing our podcast early in the day because I have a nice cup of coffee and I get to have a coffee with you, and that always makes me happy.
I know, except I'm not having coffee this morning. I'm having some flow water, which I love.
Do you know,
So
I've never tried flow water.
this one is blackberry biscuit. Absolute favorite. But it's an alkaline water. I'm not bougie about water normally, but I'm not really drinking a lot of like sodas or juices or anything right now. And I've already had my coffee this morning, and I find that this just has enough flavor in it with no sugar that I can like tolerate it because I'm not a water lover.
And I missed what you said. It's hibiscus.
So
Yum.
blackberry hibiscus. Normally I like strawberry rose, or they have like a peach blueberry. But I have so I'm a bit of a Starbucks snob, unfortunately. That is me. And normally when I buy these waters, it's from Starbucks and they're like $4 or $5 a water. So I found cases of them at what we call Superstore here, and I know you guys call them something different in Ontario.
Do you know what, in Ontario, it's interesting. We call them all the things. So depending on where in Ontario, you have Superstore, you have Zehrs, you have Fortinos, like it's all
Oh, see.
Loblaws brand.
Yeah, so in Ottawa, it's different, and I can't even think of what it is right now, and I should know this because I go there enough. But it's not called Superstore in Ottawa. So they
Probably
have a
called
different.
Loblaws or something.
Not Loblaws either, which we,
Zehrs?
No, what is it called there? I can't think of it now. It's something to do with being no name, but I can't think of it. Anyway, it will come to me partway through the show, I'm
No
sure.
frills?
But no, it's not No Frills either.
Oh,
I know, I'll think of
I'm
it.
trying all the ones I know.
I
Anywho,
know. So it's
it
a
doesn't
little
really
different.
matter.
Yeah, it's different. Like you said, in Ontario, it's all different everywhere. So it's crazy because we do have No Frills and we have Loblaws. Like we have some of that stuff here. So it's yeah, it's
So
different.
is it when you buy it at Starbucks, is it the same? Like, is it Starbucks thing or it's this brand that you're saying?
No, it's just Flow. It's just this brand, but it's like for a whole case, which I have it actually holding my laptop up today. So bear with me. I'll just tell you how many come in a case. I think it is. Yeah. So two or six. So six of them in a case. And it was only $10, and it's $5 almost for one at Starbucks.
Nice.
So if you're looking to do this, you can go to a grocery store that sells them and get a case of them. They're usually in like the, I want to say the health food section, but it's not really the health food section. It's kind of like where like you go, like I was going shopping for gluten-free stuff and I found it in that area.
Nice.
Yeah. So
I'm gonna check
anyway.
it out. I feel like I want to try it. I remember going to a spa once and they had a hibiscus cold tea, and it was like my favorite thing on earth. It was so good. And I never think to like look for it. It's probably something I can buy at the grocery store.
Yeah, absolutely. You should check it out because they have a lot of different items there that you probably never think of. And I wouldn't have either until I went down the gluten-free aisle so that I could find cookies that fit in, that weren't glutenized. I didn't want to be gluten this week, although I did intentionally gluten myself because it was a rough week, but that's okay.
Can I share with you a really exciting gluten-free find that my husband found?
Yeah.
That's like, I'm going to show you just because I think it's kind of interesting. And because you mentioned gluten-free cookies, it's like, Have you ever seen these at Christmas? They're like the classic shortbread cookie. This
Yeah.
is a gluten-free version of it from the same company.
Oh, that's awesome.
So for those of you who are listening on the podcast and not watching the TV show on Femme, these are Walker's pure butter shortbread, gluten-free. And because I spend most of my life eating gluten and only became gluten-free as an adult, I can tell you that they taste like, oh my goodness, I'm not even gonna. Do you remember when you were little and they used to have those tin of cookies and they were all different shaped cookies? And I want to say Quality Street, but those were chocolates, but it was cookies and they were like in little muffin papers and then you would get the cookie.
In
They
the
taste
boy tin.
100% like that.
Yeah, I used to love those. I mean, I
Yeah.
probably still love those. I just haven't seen them.
Yeah, maybe they don't. I'm like curious what those cookies are called. If somebody knows, you need to tell us. And what I don't even know if they're a thing anymore, but I literally, when I ate the cookie, it's so amazing with your brain how like smells, they talked about your olfactory system. And when you smell something, you can go back to a memory, the whole like idea of like, you know, an apple, if you smell apple pie, you'll think of your grandma. Literally, taste must stimulate the same way because I tasted those cookies and I literally visualized the papers. And I remember, like, it's like my memories came back to me of like the sound of the crinkling paper while you got one out of the tin, all the things. It's so funny how your brain does that.
It really is. And those cookies, yeah, they definitely bring back memories of being at my grandparents. So that's super fun. And we'll have to look. And I noticed that we haven't posted, I think, the last episode where we talked about recipes and things. So because we're obviously we do film slash record these episodes earlier or in advance. So we need to make sure that we post those salads that we were talking about, the dill pickle salads. From
Yes.
last show, and maybe we'll do the flow water and the cookies so that our listeners can check them out if they're interested.
You know what we need as we progress, what is this, episode 7?
This is episode 7.
So as we learn as new podcasters, we need like a to-do list on the side while we're working so that while we're talking, because then we will actually follow our to-do list. And
It's
you
true.
know, it's really funny because I really think that that coincides with our topic today about balance
It
and
does.
about all the things that, you know, we're juggling. And, you know, you and I are both really busy people that like to be really busy and add a lot onto our plates. And so I think a lot of women are like that, where we're juggling multiple hats, we're juggling multiple demands between career and our own wellness and health. And you know, business, work, whatever that is for us. And I know for you have, you know, two jobs that you do. You do the candy store and you do real estate. And I work for multiple naturopathic doctors and I run my own coaching business. So again, multiple hats, plus we have kids, plus we worry about our own health. And so, you know, this whole idea of balance is quite interesting because, you know, is there, I mean, I have my own opinion. So when I saw what we were talking about, we originally came up with our first 10 episodes and then we said, you know, oh, we'll talk about them. And then so today when I like saw, oh, this is what we're talking about, I probably can talk about this for like a full year. Like there's so many feelings and thoughts that I have around this subject that it's funny because when I started to do the Femme Network and have my show, I never could figure out what I wanted to talk about. And then you and I kind of come up with the idea of partnering together. And now when I see what we're talking about, I'm like, I could talk about this forever. There is so much I want to say on this. So I feel like I should ask you your opinion first because I'm curious, what are your thoughts on balance?
Well, this week I feel like I'm not balancing well, only because there's been a lot going on. But balance is super important. If I don't balance, basically what happens is my week gets away from me. And if I don't keep to a schedule that allows me to balance both work and personal, then one or the other will take over. So this week I feel like I've had a lot of personal going on, and it's taking over my work time, unfortunately, but you know, it's easy to get back on track. Sometimes you just need a moment to yourself and sit and kind of reflect on what you should be doing. And this is why lists are so important and to-do lists, because it helps you stay on track. And I know my real estate partner, she needs lists as well. Like she needs a to-do list, she needs the text, she needs all the reminders and messages to keep her focused. And I'm the same way. If I don't tell you, like if you said, hey, I want you to do this, and I have 10 other things between now and then when I'm actually going to do it, I won't remember. Like I have to balance with reminders and calendars and to-do lists and all of the memos and notes. I like should have them stacked all around my laptop so that I know exactly what we're doing next.
So I love that you are a list person. I love lists, and lists can really be de-stressful. Because I think one of the things that we all tend to feel is that when we feel out of balance, I think that's when a lot of the stress and anxiety and all of those feelings come into play. Now, what I am, because I love lists and because you and I have worked together before, I'm going to challenge you with a reframe though. So you, if I paraphrase what you said, you said that, you can make your list so that you can figure out what you should be doing. I'm going to challenge you on the word should, because is it really something? What if you replaced that word should with what you choose? And by having the list enables you to see all of the things that are on the to-do list or that maybe you want to be doing, but instead of the should, what if you replaced it with, I'm going to choose. Here's my list. I'm going to choose what I do next.
For me, that sometimes would work, but other times it wouldn't, because my list is always like, these are all priority things that I have to do. So I say should because I will sometimes push them to later or the next day, but they all have to be done. So I can't really choose.
But I'm gonna push you on this one, my friend, because if you make the list, you know the things that are prioritizing. So you are choosing to prioritize.
Fair. Fair. So I will choose to just put all of my priorities on the list, is what I
Right?
usually
Because we all have things in life that we don't want to do. Like, I don't want to clean the toilets. I don't want to, I don't want to have to go to a doctor's appointment and have a pap smear. Like, I don't want to do those things, right?
Right.
But I'm choosing to do them because if my toilets get really gross, that's just nasty. And like, I want, to make sure there's nothing going on in there,
Yeah, but I choose
And I'm
not to
using
put
those as
them on
like
my list.
dramatic examples so that like you don't have to tell us what's on your to-do list. But right, like we all have work things we don't want to do, right? Like
Oh,
we don't want to meet
absolutely.
with the plumber or we don't want to do whatever, right? Like I have, all the time, but we're prioritizing, which is still
Right.
a choice.
It is, but I choose not to put cleaning my toilets on my list. It's just something that gets done. And my list is different. Like, my list and your list are obviously a little different. So I don't put those household things on my list. They kind of fall last anyway. So I'm choosing to leave them off the list because I'm choosing the things that are in priority. So I guess it's
Love
a little
that.
bit different. Yeah.
Love that. Love that. And so these wonderful dogs of mine want to play in and out again. I'm going to start sitting beside the door so that it's like an easier thing. So
Slide it open and close.
I know, right? Okay, so I years ago was introduced to the Wheel of Life. Have you heard of the Wheel of Life?
Nope, I've heard of the game of life, but not the
Okay.
wheel.
So there's like a Wheel of Life. So if you picture like a big circle and it's like divided into like pie slices. And so each of the pie slices represent, so this is the realness of life for those of you who are watching on TV. I have a little one who is homesick. And you actually feel now like you do have a fever. You did not have a fever before, but you definitely feel fevery now. So you should go back to Sleepy Land. So this is the juggling of life. the unpredictability, all of the things. You might be thinking you're working on one pie and something curveball. We all know those. So anyways, so basically when you take this pie, it can be divided into 8 or 10, and it might be divided into career, finances, relationships, all the different categories of life. And so when we sometimes evaluate where somebody is in their life, they will take this pie chart and they will color in where they feel on a scale of 1 to 10, and there's little tick marks on it. On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel you are in your career? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel you are in your health? On a scale of 1 to 10, where do you feel you are in finances? And so you color in up until the number that you are. And so we have this misconceived notion, if you will, that at all phases of our lives, our circles should be perfectly round. And so I would argue that there's only enough of us to give. So if we are in a season of our life where, or maybe a day of our life, where we need to give more to family than we do to career, we're going to color that one a little bit more. And so when I was originally introduced to this concept, my personal take on it was whatever category was the lowest is where I should put my attention, right? So if I was putting all of my attention into career and family and none in health, I better prioritize my health. If I was putting it all in health and none in my career, but here's the thing. It all depends on what phase of life or what thing we're doing right then and there. And so, funny enough, I was having a big conversation about this yesterday. And so that's why I love that we're having this podcast conversation today, is that so a few years ago, I adapted this mentality that my wheel doesn't have to be perfectly round. If I'm in a season of my life, maybe I'm launching a new program, maybe my career is going to be a little bit higher than another box, let's say, and it's not going to be perfectly round. But here's what I noticed. I'm an all-in person. And so my personal big epiphany yesterday was that I have a limiting belief that when I put focus somewhere that, and I literally had this vision that as so on my chart, I have this vision of all of the colors are being different colors. And so I literally had this visualization yesterday of as I was putting more energy and effort into one of my pie shapes, I don't know what you call it, all of the color actually completely drained out of the other side. And so I had this limiting belief that if I put color into one triangle, that all the color went out of the other triangle. And my big aha was like, I need to, in my life, only allow so much color to go so that I'm not emptying those other color buckets. So instead of the mentality that they all need to be round, for me, where I need to put my focus is I need to make sure that when I'm getting excited, because I'm a squirrel and I like to bounce from this to that, I need to make sure that I'm not accidentally emptying one of those colors. I got to make sure there's some reserve there.
It's so interesting you say that because I can, as you were saying it, I could kind of picture exactly what you were talking about and how it happens and how you feel during that. Because I think there's sometimes that I feel that way too, that I feel as I'm filling one pie slice or whatever it may be or circle, I'm completely depleting another one, unfortunately. And that's kind of how I've felt the last couple of weeks, but I don't always feel that way. But it is interesting that you kind of see it the same way. And if I picture things the way that you've explained, I've definitely been there, and I'm sure lots of people do. Unfortunately, sometimes you feel like you're giving all of yourself to one part of your life, and you don't have enough of you to share with the others.
And I think that we definitely are having stages of our life where, like when my daughter had knee surgery, more focus was on her than other things. But because I was consciously aware of that, like I was aware that maybe she was getting a little bit more attention than Austin was. And because of that awareness, I put a little bit more effort into Austin and my communication with him and things like that. And so, like, it's interesting that in that place in life, we kind of try, maybe notice. Some of us do, maybe some of us don't. But it's that conscious awareness. And so now that I have this new visual of my pie chart and how it like sucks color from one way to the other, that visualization for me, I think, is going to be really helpful to make sure that I don't accidentally empty one of those triangles. And so it's almost like a radar that like will now be like, okay, I know when I'm putting focus in one area more than others, but now I have that like, ooh, careful how far you go. Maybe you need to hit pause a little bit before you take it too far that you've emptied out your bucket entirely or your triangle entirely. And I feel for me that that's going to be a really awesome visual to keep me more in balance. It's not actual circle balance, but it's like a little bit more aligned so that I'm not fully emptying that bucket. Or if I accidentally do, that I come back faster.
Yeah, absolutely. And I do the same. So with the kids, especially with Peyton's concussion the last few weeks, I definitely my son probably lacked the attention that he probably needed. But I noticed it yesterday and is like, okay, I need to make sure that I'm giving him maybe not as much as I'm giving her because she needs a lot to recover because this is a really emotional stage in her life, especially with what's going on and the age she is and everything else. Getting ready for cheer in Florida and everything, but like I realized I was like, okay, like he's fine tending to himself, I guess, like, and like he occupies himself, he plays games with friends and whatever, but I was like, he really is not getting the time from me that he needs or the attention. So I did try and rectify that a little bit yesterday, and it will be an ongoing thing to kind of rebalance that. But I mean, same thing, if he was in her position or when he's been sick, she gets less attention and he gets more attention. So it's something we do naturally, not intentionally, just naturally.
But I love what you said there is that you noticed it yesterday. And so you noticed it before that triangle was empty,
Yeah.
right? So you essentially were like, oh, that triangle's getting low. I better come back and put some love there. And before it gets empty. And really,
Exactly.
like that's how we can do things on all things, right? Like, hey, I need to pay attention to my bank account before it gets empty. Put some a little bit of attention there, right? My health, as much as I am a health coach, I am the most horrible water drinker. And I feel like everybody has that thing in their like eating or exercise or water drinking, but they have that thing in their health that like that's the first to go. So like when life hits you hard, what's the first thing to go? And that's sometimes saying out loud what the first thing to go is a really good thing to like check in on yourself. And for me, the first thing to go is water. If I have a busy day and my client call goes go over, I like don't even pour a glass of water. Like I just forget and I'm behind and I'm like, so you start to like, oh, I got to get back on schedule. I got to this, I got to that. And I put myself last. And I noticed myself doing that on Monday. And sure enough, I was like, holy man. And I'm like, where's my water? Like I need to bring that back in. And so I hope that through these conversations, people see that we're all human. And, we all probably want to strive for some sort of balance. But when we see people's lives, we see influencers, we see people on TV, we see people on social media, we see our coworkers, or we see the moms at school pickup, we think that this wonderful world that everybody else is living in is balanced and perfect because that's what people show. And, I'm a health coach. People probably think I eat fantastic and I drink my water and do all the things. And the truth is that I don't. I'm human. I'm human just like everybody else. I love wine and potato chips. I suck at drinking water. I don't love protein. I eat it because I have to. And like, that's the reality. And, on social media, I'm going to post things about what you need to do to be healthy and things like that. But the honest truth is, and that's what this show is really all about, is that life is hard. No one is perfect. And if they pretend they are lying. And we're all just trying to do our best. And if we can come together as women and love on each other and support each other, wouldn't that be a beautiful thing? We need more
Absolutely.
of that.
And you're always great at sharing when you're having wine and chips. Alex sends me pictures often, and then I'm jealous that I'm not having wine and chips with her. But she
Bad influence.
always does that. But don't see my face, but I see the wine and chips somehow.
It's so funny. I think it's through Snapchat. I like to communicate with my close friends on Snapchat, and I like to like randomly share the behind the scenes truth. I almost should like get like a big following on Snapchat and like post in my stories the truth of the health coach. It
Right.
would actually be really interesting. But a fun thing. So I met with my business coach this week, and I've kind of been planning out some things in my personal business and whatever. And I'm curious on your thoughts because I'm thinking of doing a monthly coffee chat.
Oh, nice.
And so like it would be open to however many people. And so once a month, we would hop on like a Zoom call with a bunch of people. And so like if one person shows up, then they get some coaching with me. If five people show up, they get some coaching with me. We could do roundtable discussions, that kind of thing. But I'm thinking like a 20, 30 minute coffee with me, sort of like I always talk about coffee with my dogs. It would be a once a month coffee with me, and probably my dogs would make an appearance because they like coffee time.
I think that's a great idea. And I think that we need some viewers to give us some feedback on things that they'd like to see, or even if there's conversations they'd like us to have, or if they're just thinking that your monthly chats are a great idea and they'd like to join and find out how they can get more information, which I know you'll be posting it when you're ready to launch
You know, I
that.
have to commit to it now because I said it out loud. That's my strategy. That's how I'm going to stay in my lane.
You do, and make sure that you share it on Instagram because that's where we are right now for people who are on our podcast listening, or if they're watching us on the Femme Network. It's sweet underscore insights underscore on Instagram, so people can follow along, and hopefully we'll post our content that we promise we're going to post for content on there. So I'll make sure that we do that.
And a great way to support us is to download these episodes. And I shared on Instagram this morning that I am horrible at letting you know that our podcast is being released on Monday. So it's Wednesday, and I am announcing that our podcast is being released 2 days ago. So subscribe to our podcast so you don't miss an episode. And the Femme Network is really excited to announce that we are now on Roku TV. So TV Plus can now be accessed on Roku TV. So if you have Roku TV, you can download True TV Plus and catch us on the Femme Network. Thank you so much for joining us today. Amy, I always love talking to you.
You also. Thanks, everyone, so much. Hope to see you again next week.
Bye for now.